I love walking into this studio every morning to catch a sunrise over Carolina, this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, right now it's just silhouettes out there. The sun still behind the hills, but in a matter of moments, that sky will catch on fire. And then the day is officially underway. Every day I'm here this early in the morning. And the reason why is because I'm certain that the sun is going to rise in a world where uncertainty seems to be the new normal. We grow together every day, but hopefully it's not apart. We all look into each other's eyes, but we can no longer stare at the lips that also delivered the words. We wear these masks for protection, but are we being heard? Is it just another moment that goes by, just like the days on the calendar? Suddenly we're here and nobody knows how it happened. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. Today's date is January 22nd, 2021. I had one of those restless nights last night, man. I did. And you know what the thing is that this is where I find peace. I'm not the only one. I find peace in that, knowing that I'm not the only one who had a restless night. As age sets in, so do the body pains. Each day a different way and wave. You know, I'm usually pretty good with pain management until it begins to infect what it is that you're dreaming about, which is pretty odd because I've always learned there's no such thing as pain while you dream. But of course, I had to nosedive into a bunch of research to find out, you know, is it possible that there is no physical pain or there is pain in everything inside our dreams? And what it shows is that if it does occur, it's usually during REM, rapid eye movement. The chances of there being such an experience is, in fact, associated with being what you feel when you wake up. That's what you remember. Most of the time when we dream or when we're in REM, we don't remember what was actually taking place in a dream. We might have particles of it, but we don't physically remember what's going on while we're waking up. Body aches are an everyday thing, usually with everybody and everybody. We push ourselves beyond what we can handle, even if it is sitting on a sofa, watching the television, doing that binge-watching thing in the same position in unheard-of hours. But I gotta tell you something, though. I'm grateful for not having the urge to take more than just a Tylenol or an Advil. I'm so grateful for that every day. But that doesn't prove to be the case for many others. My fear of opioids is what allows so many to slip away while trying to escape. I guess maybe what I'm trying to do is understand the pain. I mean, I've had it my entire life. Same places, always. At times, it comes with answers, while the rest of the day is spent moving the system of choices in directions that create twists. And you know what happens when you're twisting? You're just creating different pains. My dad used to call me a pain in the ass all the time. I physically, growing up, thought that my dad's butt hurt because he said I was a pain in the ass. You know, when someone said that they've got a broken heart, as a child, I envisioned somebody with a broken heart. People talk about how their dreams invited pain. Well, then why would I want to dream if you feel pain? You see how we use our words? How many times have we told somebody how much pain we're in, when in reality it's not physical pain, but mental pain? And as we continue to dig deeper and deeper into this COVID lockdown, as much as we want to escape, the thing we can't get away from is ourselves. And I think that's creating a pain that is evolving into a physical pain, which adds on to other pains, and now we're living in memories. Learning to speak to yourself and with yourself is a way to get inside that pain, to soothe it. One of the things that I do, and I am no professional here, but remember, I told you, if I'm good at something, I'm good at pain management. But how I get through a lot of the pain by taking nothing more than a Tylenol or an Advil is I listen to frequency music. You go to YouTube, look for the frequency that really is going to help you feel better mentally as well as physically, and just turn it on. Now, your psyche is probably going to say, man, this isn't the greatest in country music. This isn't top 40. This isn't classic rock. No, it's not. Maybe that stuff's creating your pain because it's the same old song over and over and over again. and then you twist a different direction, and there's more pain. Frequency music, meditation, that allows a lot of things to move through you. And it really does put your mind in a place where you can unlock the block. Now, did I sleep last night? Of course I did. But it still woke me up with the pain. Was I able to manage the pain? Of course I did. Because that's what pain management is. It's learning how to allow the pain to move through you. Will I have pain today? Of course I will. I've had it every day. Every day. I remember all the way back to a child. It's always been there. But learning to understand it and live with it proves to be my answer. Tylenol, Advil, prayer, frequency music, and a lot of daily writing. I'm Errol, and that was what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.